You are listening to Jump Children with Steve, and I've been joined on the line by Calliope Stavropoulos. Cal, how are you?
Great, Steve. Wonderful to speak with you. How are you? Good?
I'm not too shabby for an old fella. You've been busy.
Indeed. I think, and joyfully so. There's so much going on, particularly, well, simultaneously preparing for the International Women's Day Blues Festival here in Melbourne, and also preparing for my overseas European tour. And more releases. So it's all full on and so but the festival's looking amazing. So really grateful for that.
Now tell me about that.
Well, it's going to be one day now at the iconic Tote in Melbourne. We're gonna kick it off from around 5 from we're gonna have the public bar out front as well as the band room. And we're sort of going to be zigzagging from the front bar to the band. There's a PA, of course, in there. It's very much, you know, Duke jointy.
Yep.
In the front bar there. And so we've got an array of blues artists in the front bar, including Back Alley Sally, who won Blues Artist of the Year duo from MBAS Victas Awards this year, or last year rather, and Delta Debbie Candlish coming all the way from North Queensland, Stella Anning, Libby D. Smith, Elizabeth Dawson from Miss Freebie. She's an amazing, witty character, done the idol thing, and she'll be emceeing the night. It's just going to be so funny, that in itself and so forth. And more, there's Linda Staten, and a fellow graduate from Women in Blues program of that MBAS, whom I met there, and also Marnie Rose will be getting together, and there's Bev Jensen, who's playing drums for Linda, all in the front room. In the band room, we've got headlining our wonderful Nadia, who's just about to relocate for good to the USA. She's had an amazing break since she made the finals at the International Blues Challenge last year, so that's fantastic. She'll be playing with her band headlining. There'll be my band, the Blues Messengers, Calliope and the Blues Messengers as well. There'll be Cold Snap as well, Minnie and the Moonrackers in the band room. And that's the four of us in the main band room, as I say, zigzagging through. Then we're going to finish up with a Goddess Blues review where we all sort of get together on the stage at the end of the night for the last half hour to do like a super jam, like an all-star kind of thing. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic.
That will be fantastic.
Yeah. You might want to fly down for it, Steve.
I'm tempted. The Tote is such a great venue.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. It's I'm so glad that was saved by the people's voice and so forth. I'm just so proud of us as Melburnians and being part of that and so forth. That's just fantastic. So it's a real honour and a privilege to be playing there. It's just a brilliant band room. The sound and the production is amazing. And so is the front bar's just kicks butt as well, you know.
So where can people get a hold of tickets? I presume they'll be on the door, but if people want to get them beforehand, where do they go?
Yeah, look, they probably should, sir, because on the door they're selling for $45, which is still reasonable, $45 a ticket, but pre-sales are $35. We really are encouraging people to buy pre-sale tickets, so we know we're supported. We can really, you know, prepare a fantastic night. So individual tickets, but there's a 35 pre-sale, 35 plus booking fee. But there's also group discounts as well. There's groups of 5. I think that's 150 for 5 tickets. Then there's also groups of 10 available. I know that there's a bunch of my friends from school, and a few of them came to the single launch, which was a full house. I'm so thrilled. Yeah, and they're coming to this as well, so they're getting a pack of 10 tickets, and they're available via the Austix website. If you just go Austix and then IWD, your International Women's Day Blues Festival, you'll come to us. But also the Double Trouble Blues Sessions website, there'll be a link, a button to click on that to take you straight to the tickets link, where you can select whether you want group tickets or individual tickets.
I wish you hadn't have suggested flying down. I'm very, very tempted.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, like, it's just, we've got an amazing production guy, or girl, actually, I think, running, looking after us for the event, and the sound there has been really, really well maintained and spruced up recently as well. So really looking forward to that enclosed sort of playing in a production with a bunch of women, and it's all independent. There's no funding from anywhere, so we really are dependent on the ticket sales, and the pre-sales are really helpful. We're sharing, trying to give an initiative to buy beforehand. And like I say, there's no fund, no government support. Everybody sort of said, oh, well, it didn't happen and we're still forging ahead. All the artists are really putting their efforts in promoting this festival. We all believe in it. It's a community event, led by the group, the women, and Moz, our touring manager from Double Trouble Blues Sessions, and a few of the women have taken lead roles in promoting and creating flyers and posters. And I'm so grateful for the team. It's our third official year. And it's just growing into a little community of people that even if some people that can't be part of the festival are still putting in and helping out where they can and so forth, which is a wonderful thing. It's certainly a privilege to be part of it.
Well, Kel, thank you so much. It will be a wonderful evening and I am going to do my level best to get there. Kelly Hopi Stavropoulos, thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Take care. See you soon.